Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In this brief passage, 1 Chronicles 29, verses 21 to 25, about Solomon's second coronation, verse 22, we see nothing of the earlier palace intrigue when Adonijah attempted to steal the crown from his brother, of Joab and Abiathar's betrayal, or of Bathsheba's awkward appeal to David in the presence of Abishag. This time, Solomon's vote of confidence is unanimous. Nothing is coerced. Notice the many references to the people responding willingly in the chapter, verses 6, 9, 14, and 17. In celebration of the peaceful transition of power from David's reign to Solomon's, quote, they made sacrifices to the Lord and offered burnt offerings to the Lord on the next day. 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. 1 Chronicles 29:21. Remember that the sacrifices were burned up to the Lord, but through the peace offerings, he also spread out a feast for the people. Quote, so they ate and drank before the Lord with great gladness on that day. Verse 22. Quote, then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. All the leaders and the mighty men, and also all the sons of King David, submitted themselves to King Solomon. Verses 23 and 24. On the throne of the Lord? Yes, God's intention was not only to provide a temporal kingdom leading to Christ, but also to provide a graphic picture in Solomon of our Lord in kingdom glory. For the believer, every day is coronation day, when we have the honor of submitting ourselves afresh to the Lord. This chorus appeals to us. Crown him forever, crown him forever. Here in my heart, Lord, set up thy throne. Have thine own way, Lord, reigning each day, Lord, in royal fullness, reign evermore.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.